You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, praise the Lord, mighty men, women of God, mighty men of valor, women of valor. We thank God for you. We thank God for a happy new year. Amen. Praise God. Well, at least for, you know, some folks, they're on the biblical calendar.
Yes, sir.
And so some of us celebrated New Year's a while ago, several months ago, but praise the Lord. But we thank God, amen, for a new year in this time calendar. Praise the Lord, and hope that you have a anyways, I won't go all into that. I got an awesome man of God here. This is Thomas Robinson of Victory International Praise. You're listening to our radio broadcast, Kingdom Sounds. I want to give a shout out to my queen, my beautiful wife, Teresa Robinson, the pastor of Victory International Praise, and to the people of Victory International Praise. We thank God for you showing up last night. We thank God for Bishop Kemp. Amen. Pastor Lamb, praise God, showing up last night. Praise God to our New Year's service. All right, I've gotten that out of the way. Praise God. I am thankful that I have an awesome apostle, mighty man of God. And, you know, for a while, you're going to be hearing us talking about what is God saying for 2024. Praise God. If you're anything like me, I'm kind of curious. I like to know what God is saying, at the beginning of the year. Amen. And so, anyways, without any further delay, because we're going to jump right into the Word. How you doing, man of God?
I'm doing great today, sir. Blessed. Amen. Thank God for being in 2024. Amen. I thank God. I'm Apostle Graves. Amen. From Spirit and Truth Ministry. Amen. Located on 450 Bunnett Road. I just thank God for this opportunity just to speak to God's people. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, hey, praise God. We're turning you loose. And Brother Dan is making a few adjustments for us there. Is he good? Amen. Okay. All right. Go ahead, man of God.
Amen. Amen. It is awesome because like what the Apostle Robin said earlier, God had told me, gave me this word, amen, in September, the beginning of the Jewish calendar. Amen. And so, of course, then we celebrated then. Of course, we also celebrated the new year for the natural calendar. Amen. But can you hear me? Amen. Okay. But this season is so powerful season. This is a 3-4 season right here. And this is the season of the changing of the mantle. Okay. The change of the mantle. And these three spirit anointing that God's going to come in this season is going to be a Joshua anointing, Elijah anointing, and a David anointing. And if you notice, every one of those three men of God was the one that they were the one that took the mantle to a higher level. Amen. Joshua took it from he went from Moses to Joshua. It went from Saul to David, and it went from Elijah to Elisha. So, and these are very important anointing that God is doing in this season, you know, because God's bringing these three powerful anointing. These are replacing a memento. So as God replacing some have to, okay, we're not going to discuss that thing. And this season that God, and the thing that's powerful about this, Apostle Robinson, God is not looking for gifts in this season. God is looking for character. So if your character is not like, God give us the gift. The gift is without repentance. But God's one of men that's carrying that character, that godly character. So in this season, God's changing this. The mantle is changing. A lot of men of God, not trying to say I'm prophesying, because listen, one thing about us as humble men, we kind of understand that even when somebody get replaced, we still gonna honor them. So I see Joshua still honored Moses. Elijah still, Elijah, just, Elijah, even Saul, how bad he didn't, how he didn't, he rejected David, he still honored Saul. So this is a season that God is doing. So this is a powerful season that, and I want to say one thing that, because we had a prophet season a year, we had an apostle season. You see how many apostles came up? Yeah. But this is season is pastors a season. Because we're going to have to get the body back in line. The body is kind of ordered. So when we put the pastor there, it's going to bring order. Amen. We're going to be able to release to them. And, you know, so this season is very important. But one thing that God gave me in the beginning of the year was Revelation 3 and 7 through 9 through, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. Revelation 3 and verse 7 through 12, but I'm going to read the first part. And to the angel of the church of Philippi, he write, these things I say unto you, he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opened, no one can shut. Hmm. He shut, no one can open. This is the season of open doors. This is a season of open doors, and the doors that God opened, no man can shut. And the door that God shut, no man can open. So this is a very good season. This is a season that our leaders listen in this season. When you come to your leaders, your pastor, your apostle, your prophet, your bishop, one thing you got to hear this. Leaders, it means to tell your leaders, you're not going to, in this season, you can't tell your leaders what you want to do. You got to have to ask them, what should I do? Because these doors are, God is open, we're going to be able to, we're going to need guidance through the Holy Spirit. You're going to think, God say this is an open door for us, amen, this season. The door that God's opened will be accompanied by confirming. Mm-hmm. So we got to understand, everything that God opened, he's going to come. Often God confirm, establish us, amen, through two or three witnesses, amen. The door that God opened, we receive, always depend on him. So when we go in the door, we can't try to do it ourselves. It's always going to depend on God. Amen. I like that the door that God opened, it will never contrary to his word. God, the door that God opened will always line up with his word. So if you're in a situation that don't line up with his word, that's not God. You're in a relation that don't line up with God's word, that's not God. See, that's going to be hard for some folks, because some folks going to say, I already know more than God. But you don't know. These doors that God opened is prepared for God. Amen. 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 And the door that God's opened never alienate us from him. Every door that God, he don't separate us from it. So if it's something that you're going through and a door you're going in that separates you, that's not God. So God is giving us a lot of clarity what door, right door that we should go through. Amen. So this is a season. So I want to go through the doors. A lot of times we can go a lot of far through doors, but I want to really go to what season we're in. The David season. I'm trying to go quick because I don't know how much time I left.
No, take your time.
Okay.
Time.
Okay.
This
so
is good. This is good because I was
go ahead.
Touching that last night about
amen.
The open door.
And, look at God.
Praise the Lord. And so I'm glad you're confirming this.
Amen. 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 And one thing as we talk about it, I may not get done with this, but when we talk about the keys, the doors that open. God had gave me, I was prophesied years ago about the gift that I had on me. And the prophecy was Isaiah 20 and 20. And it says, the key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder. So he who shall open, no one should shut. He that shut, no man can open. You see that line of what God's word. So God was letting me know. I said, God, so he's, I know Joshua and Elijah, but God said, in this season, we're going to be a David anointing. Mm-mm. But David anointing was anointing that, remember? Joshua got released by Moses. God told Moses, lay your hand upon Joshua and transfer your wisdom. Then Elijah, of course, he got double portion. But one thing I want to tell a lot of people, we always say, give me double. You only can get double if you submit it to somebody. Double just don't come. You can't just make double happen. You got to be connected to somebody to get double. So the only way you want double, you got to submit yourself to your leaders. Because the only way you can get anointing, Joshua took most of the anointing with him. Elijah took Elijah anointing with him. Why? Because they were submitted under the man of God. You cannot get double without being submitted. So, Pastor, we're going to look at this. So, Lord, they're coming out, double. No, never happened. Never. Because, Pastor, I always say, some levels you can be released into, some levels you got to be bringing to. Some levels you can walk into, but some levels you got to be released into. You cannot get double from something out of nowhere. You got to be connected, submitted. So those that in church and then you're saying, why I'm not operating like my pastor? Why I'm not operating in the level he walking? Because you're not really submitted to them. Because the oil only flows down and never flows up. The notion of your pastor flows down. It can't flow. Because if it flow up, why you say it don't flow up, pastor? That means if it's not flowing, you're not submitted to them. So you're trying to be over them, still the sound to be. Yeah, we leave that alone, pastor. Go
you
ahead, know, sir.
I'm glad you are saying this, man of God, because I was recently ministering about commitment mm-hmm. and benefits. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I was talking about Ruth and how that, you know, she was a relative, you know, but she wasn't his spouse. And so she got the benefit of being able to glean the field.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Oh, glory to God.
Going but, somewhere, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
I put it to you this way, because a lot of times we don't understand that the benefits of a spouse is greater mm-hmm. than the benefit of just being able to glean the field.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And a lot of times, because we're not fully committed, we're just mm-hmm. we're showing up mm-hmm. to a ministry. We're not locked in. Mm-hmm. Not saying that you won't benefit from it. You just won't benefit from it like the people that are locked in.
Yes, I
begin to show them examples in the Bible of people that were fully committed. Go ahead, man.
No, sir. I like that, because how did Ruth get herself? You're taking me somewhere, Pastor. Because God helped me. How did Ruth get herself in that position to glean? She submitted herself to Naomi. Now, that's the only way she got there, through Naomi. Boaz didn't give her a favor because of her. He gave her a favor because of Naomi. Yeah. So she walked in with favor through Naomi. And because she could have been in that field gleaning and been any other, because there were a lot of women that young there, but she got noticed because of Naomi and her submission to Naomi. She said, let me go into the field and glean for us. Her connection got her in that position. Her submission got her in that mission. Because she could have stayed in Moaz. She could have stayed in Moaz, but she didn't want Moaz. She got so committed to Naomi, she said, where you go, I go. Where you live, I live. Where your God would be my God. She was spirit. But remember, Oprah, she was, all she wanted was what Naomi can give her. But she didn't want the God that Naomi served.
Kind of like the freelance Christians.
Yes, sir.
They don't want to, you know, like when you got jobs mm-hmm. and jobs have benefits, but some people, they just hire themselves out.
Yes,
you know, they freelance,
yes,
like freelance reporters.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you
sir.
Know, they're not part of the company. They're just out freelancing.
Yes,
a lot of times mm-hmm. we can be out freelancing in the body of mm-hmm. Christ and not committed.
No, sir. That is so powerful. I know when you, Ruth, God had me deal with Ruth for years. So a lot of things that I learned that God tell me, because I say, God, why you got me learning about Ruth? He said, because I'm giving you the hearts. Because sometimes a woman, a wife, need to hear something from a man point of view. So God had me break down Ruth and what Ruth was doing, you know. Because here's Ruth that lost her husband and everything, yet she was still submitted. Because know why? The whole time that she was with Naomi, through those 10 years that before her husband had passed, she learned how to be a wife. She got converted through watching Naomi's lifestyle. And she became saved. So that's why she couldn't just let this go. She was converted soul. And when she get converted, taste and see how good God is. And once you get that taste, no matter what, you ain't nobody going to take that taste from you. So that's, go ahead, sir. Yes, sir. So I love that, because you know, by Naomi Ruth, that's a story there, because a lot of Naomis got to understand. Listen, I'm trying to go somewhere, because you had took me somewhere, and I'm trying to go back to that world. But Naomi, listen, Naomis, your job is to be an example to your Ruth. They're going to copy everything you do. You set a trend for them. So a lot of times Naomi say, no, she shouldn't. Why she trying to dress like me? No. She's supposed to do. You setting a trend for her to be a woman of God. And you see what Naomi did? Even when it got to the end, Naomi had to help Ruth. She said, okay, I see that Boaz has an interest in you. But before you go down to the threshing floor, don't get me started with the threshing floor. Threshing floor was not just a threshing floor. That was really a proposal. That was a marriage between Christ and us. How you say that, Pastor? Because when you go down, you'll see that Ruth did not Boaz did not propose to Ruth. Ruth proposed to her. Him. Okay. That was showing you that how we do. We got to propose. We got to give our life to Christ. Okay, let's leave that alone. Leave that alone. So she proposed when she pulled down. But Naomi had to get her ready because Naomi knew if she'd have went down there, she'd have messed up the proposal. She said, "Wash yourself. Wash yourself first. You got to wash all of your past before you go down and mess with Boaz. You got to let go of all that old. You got to let go of widow now and become that bride. And we the bride of God. He the broom. We the bride. Prophet. So then she had to what? Then she had to anoint herself. She had to separate herself from some things out of her life before she go down to and meet her boy. And then she couldn't go dressed any kind of way. She had to change her garment. She couldn't go down with no widow garment. She had to go with a bride garment. And then when she go down, he said, "See, they don't say nothing. Don't go down there and mess it up. Just go down and be quiet and put your and lay under by his feet. And when you lay by his feet, it represents proposal. And we had to come before his feet to give our life." Oh, okay, Pastor, you're gonna pull me somewhere. You're gonna pull me there. You're gonna pull you down. Pull me somewhere with Ruth. With Ruth was one of the things, but I love that God, because that was what God wanted. Amen. He wanted that. He wanted us to, because the threshing floor is a place that we, and what did God, and I love that, because in the threshing floor, Boaz was why was he there? He was watching over his harvest. He didn't want nobody to come and take his harvest, so he slept by his harvest. He was securing his harvest. Amen. So he was covering his harvest while he was down asleep. He wasn't just sleeping. He was protecting what God gave him. He was watching over what God protected him. So he was, boy had a reason to be down there too. He was down there protecting what God, what he gleaned, and he knew that he had to cover it. And that's what God, you need. Don't get past. Don't you and this season. Don't go outside your covering. You need your covering. Your covering are covering you in this season. And I love the. But see, what Boaz had to do? Boaz first had to separate the grain, the weed and the tear, to get his harvest. So he wasn't down there with the wheat. He was down there with the tear. He was making sure that the wheat, he had separated wheat. And then he had, and this is a part of the wheat, a part of the winding, they had to throw it in the air. In this season, God going to throw in the air. Even the things you didn't let go, you're going to have to let it go. Because when he throw in your air, you ain't going to have nothing to grip to but him. He's going to throw you in the air. This season, you're going to be tossed everywhere. Why? You're going to say, God, to put you in the position that all you're going to depend on now in this season is God. Because everything else, you're going to have to let go. Let go of hurt. Let go of rejection. Let go of all those stuff that kept you. God said you're going to have to let go, because when it's going, all that's going to separate from you. This is the season of separation. God said, I'm going to separate the wheat and tear. There's a season that I'll let it grow and become a lover. But when I'm about to take you, Joshua's spirit is coming in this season. Remember I said three spirits, Joshua, to take into our promised land. Also, I found out that we've been living in the promised land and we didn't even know it. How I'm living in the promise, Pastor? God said, I'm living in my promise because I'm living a life before God that's righteous. So listen, I'm in my promise, and everything that I ask God for, He gives it. This is my promised land. Pastor said, we're living in our promised land. Why? The only way that we're not living in the promised land if our life ain't lined up and we're not living right with God. Going into your promise, what? Because God said my promises are true. So if we living right before, all the promises are what? Available to us. Everything that we need. So I'm living my promise. I'm in my promised land. Just like Joshua, we're in our promised land. But if you're not being able to access your promised land, check your lifestyle. Because worship, we always talk about worship with our lips. But worship is a lifestyle that we live. You cannot be in the promised land and live in any kind of promised land. Because guess what? Covenant comes with conditions. And a lot of us don't want to live, want the promise, want the blessing, but not the conditions. God is a covenant God. Everything God do is through covenant. And there is condition that we must be able to do, be able to follow for the covenant to come forth in our life. Let me see, that got me somewhere. So we're in the open door season. But God had me, and as you said, we're going to do another part. I want to talk about the David anointing and what David had to do to get to his promise. But David wasn't like Joshua and Elijah. David was had, his mentor was trying to kill him. The man that's supposed to have been put into his life was taken. And a lot of us, we got a lot of Davids out there that God is about to put them to the next level, but they can't go to the next level with rejection. But God's going to give them a clear understanding why he allowed them to be rejected.
I'm just sitting here taking this download like good Lord, my
yes,
God,
yes,
mighty
yes,
God. Yes, if you ain't realize that God is speaking,
amen.
that God is speaking, my God, come on, we got five minutes. Come on,
we got five. Okay, sir. I'm trying to. Okay. Woo. So listen. So if we got 5 minutes, I can do this in 5 minutes. David, amen, first time you see David, first time God had me take me here with David, 1 Samuel 8:9. This one, David, when Samuel went to anoint David. Went to anoint David, and he told Jesse, get all your sons, I'm anointing him. And he brought all his sons but David. Even his father didn't see the king in David. What do you do when even your father rejects you and don't think you are the king's by you? Wait, not even David, even Samuel didn't thought. Why you say? Because Samuel seen the statue of Jesse's sons and thought that was it. And God said, I don't look at you how men look, I look at a man's heart, not how a man looks. But this is good.
Like what you were
Come
saying,
on, sir.
Kind of like, go ahead.
Protect the fight. Here it is, but through, I'm trying to go somewhere here. Why God allowed rejection in our life? I'm right, because this dealing with me too. Why God like protection? Listen, the first thing God allowed that rejection because he was protecting us. Through the painful rejection does not come to kill you, but it comes to save you.
You preaching now, because I was wondering why I couldn't get a girlfriend all through high school. So that God could keep me, so that I wouldn't put my seed all over the place. Go ahead.
Come on, sir. It did not come to wound you, but it come to protect you. Many, many painful people have dealt with rejection and pain, and that they never knew it was possible to have. So many of them have so much pain continue to come into their life. Rejection from God. It was not rejection from God. Rejection from man. It is not rejection from God. It is however, God used that rejection to keep you from environment that were going to kill you, destroy you, and bury your destiny. He brought that rejection to save you. Hear that? From death. Why? Protect you from those who thought you embraced. Listen here. So God knew that those people in your life was going to reject you, and it was hiding, but God allowed it to expose you. So listen, when they reject you, they separate you from them. Listen to that now. So if they'd have stayed in your life and reject you, it could have killed you. Because they never was really loving you anyway. You get it? So God let that rejection. God, hear this. You're going to hear this now. Because God knew you couldn't reject them. So he had them reject you. Listen. David could never reject Saul, because David loved Saul. Remember? The same person that he embraced him was the one that reject him. And he knew that God knew that David would never reject Saul, because David was faithful to Saul, was loyal to Saul. And God knew that he wouldn't break it, so God had Saul break that relationship.
How much time we got, man of God? About 2 minutes? My God, you know, as a matter of fact, you're going to have to backtrack some of that.
Yes, sir, we'll go back.
Don't be afraid to roll back. And,
yes, sir.
And then
yes,
he's going to be back here again this month. And then if you want to come back again next month, you know, praise God. Until we squeeze him dry like a sponge, you got to twist and get all the water out that sponge. And so we just want to know what the kingdom, this is Kingdom Sounds. And we want to know what God is saying. Amen. Not what man is saying. We don't want any information from the first and second heaven. We want our information from the third heaven. Amen. A lot of times people are preaching from the first and second heaven. Come on, they're getting their downloads from the first and second heaven, but we want to hear what the Lord is saying. All right, we thank God for you listening in. This is Apostle Thomas Robinson of Victory International Praise. You're listening to our radio broadcast, Kingdom Sounds. We want to invite you to our services, 250 North Babcock on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. Praise God. Man of God, what's your church address?
Amen. It's 450 Barnett Road, Cocoa, Florida. Amen.
What time your service start?
11 o'clock. Amen.
Amen. And do you have a
email
number or something like that?
No, but yes, we
do. Like me, sometimes if I don't write it down, it ain't in front of me. It's like, hey.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. Amen. You're right.
We've been having it for years, but still, I don't use it that often. And so anyways, we thank God for you listening in. And like I said, once again, we want to invite you to our service, praise God, on Sunday mornings. All right, I believe that's about it. And God bless you. We love you. And tune in Tuesday. Tell them that we have Apostle Graves here, and he's talking about what God is saying for 2024.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Again, those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Our address is 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless you.
You're listening to WWBC 99.9 FM Cocoa, 94.7 FM Rockledge, and 100.7 FM Melbourne, Palm Bay, and the beaches.